Washington, D.C. report, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When Donald Trump riled folks up talking about S-hole countries, I think that he was thinking of poor places in Africa where warlords and militias kill with impunity, preying on the weak. You don't have to go that far away for America to find them. They're just south of the Mexican border, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, where the refugees have formed a caravan and are slowly walking north, causing Trump a hissy fit. No, not really. It is a made-up hissy fit to stir up voter sentiment. The election is over, so we should be able to get back to reality. There are some really bad people in those countries, and the caravan is made up of those fleeing in order to get away from the bad people. It costs $10,000 in order to buy their way through human smuggling routes, depositing them across the U.S. border. These people in the caravan didn't have any money and any other options but to join the group to escape the hellhole that they were caught in. El Salvador has the highest homicide rate of any country in the world. Latin America countries account for 8% of the world's population, and yet it is where a third of the world's homicides happen. The gangs MS-13 and Barrio 18 are the largest employers in El Salvador. They hire 60,000 people, employing them to do everything from acting as a lookout to murdering someone. The next largest legal company employer hires 20,000. Differing from drug traffickers who got their cash outside their countries, the gangs are financed by extortion, causing a $4 billion drain on their economy. Their good people pay the gangs for protection, get killed if they don't, or flee the country like those in the caravan are doing. One of the fleeing refugees said of their country, "As a worker and as a human being, you can't live in this country in peace. You spend all of your time and energy trying to defend your business and your family," unquote. This is a genuine refugee crisis. The gangs were founded in the 1980s and 90s by refugees of the Civil War in El Salvador. They consolidated their power, and conditions there are not much different than when Pablo Escobar was at the height of his power in Colombia, when he had corrupted the government, military, and law enforcement. Except that they are worse because the Central American countries are weaker. Cutting off U.S. aid to those countries may only make the situation worse and generate even more refugees. Attempts by their government to challenge these gangs are met with bloody retribution and ruthless recrimination by the gangs. These governments are near helpless to defend themselves, let alone their populace. When you read things like, "Why would these people come to the United States and bring children?" those that ask the question wouldn't if they knew the facts. Refugees International says that caravans consist of asylum-seeking vulnerable children, women, and men who are trying to escape hell on earth. They say that the way that Trump has vilified these refugees does not match all the reality of what we're seeing in terms of Central American asylum seekers. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Denigrating those asylum seekers is one of the most amoral things that Trump has done, also one of the most opposite of Christian acts. This has been willful and cynical character assassination, but it did help elect a couple of more Republicans to the U.S. Senate, which Trump views as a success. These people are trying to flee to safety, and were they at sea, Trump would be trying to push away the lifeboats from the vessel that could save them. That would be a criminal act of maritime law. Virtually nothing that Trump has said about the entire issue of immigration is true. Everything is distorted and embellished for maximum political gain. The refugees will not be throwing rocks at U.S. troops, as the president illegally ordered to shoot, in order to create an image of a threat. Military officers reminded the troops that they did not have to follow unlawful orders, such as given and then rescinded by the president. Active duty troops cannot legally criticize the commander-in-chief in public. Retired military have no such restriction, and a bevy of officers, including Colin Powell and Jack Dempsey, both former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the president's deployment of troops to the border was an improper use of the military. It was theater, and as I described it, wagging the dog. Sending the military to the border is a manufactured crisis. They called it the politicalization of the military. The problem here is that this whole narrative has been turned upside down. These people fleeing Central America are fleeing for their lives. They are not the gangs, but escaping the gangs who control their countries and neighborhoods. Many have had family killed and are trying to find somewhere to go where they respect human decency. That's always been America. While Trump tells them not to come, from their perspective, they have nowhere else to go. it is not illegal to enter the United States to ask for asylum as a refugee. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.